Oh yeah, what's up everyone? How you guys and gals doing? Chatted out coming in a second, but today we're going to be talking about Mexican cartels and bikers. If you haven't already seen it, my goodness gracious, somebody was kidnapped. What's up, China Dow? Did you see the story?
I did.
You know what? One of the things I've always told people, because you know what? I have friends that say, hey, let's go down to Mexico. Hey, let's go out to Europe. I remember our daughter wanted to go to Europe and I was dead fest against it.
You're like, no, you're not even going.
They don't like Americans anywhere outside this border. So why do you want to go?
Just to say hi.
No, thank you.
No, you ain't doing it. You ain't doing it.
I ain't doing it. No way. I am not leaving the good U.S. of A. They don't like us.
Dude, I wouldn't want to cross the border to anywhere anyways.
You know, I heard there's good riding down in Mexico and stuff like that. But hey, they can keep it. Yeah. They're crazy down there. They cut people's heads off.
They cut a lot of body parts off.
I'm not going down there to them cartels.
You don't want to hang out?
No, I don't. So why, you know, you got a bunch of bikers go down there. Next thing you know, the breakdown. Next thing you know, they got all kinds of goofy stuff happening.
They getting beat up and stuff.
They got beat up and, you know, what do they call us? You're learning Spanish, by the way.
I'm trying. It sucks. I'm not retaining much. It's fine.
That's because you got to do it over and over and over again.
I know, but it's like, God, I'm like, leche. Oh, that's milk. Pears.
Members only, Savannah's oldest existing black motorcycle club. We're going to be talking about that right after the show on Members Only. But let's get into this story. And after that, we're going to talk about something that I hopefully everybody's going to get involved in. Let's get there and let's check out the story. Oh, that's not the one. There we go. KTSM.com. Bikers taken by cartel will soon reunite with family. This out of El Paso, Texas, man. Four men who were riding their motorcycles got kidnapped by a cartel, were beaten up and found through investigations. The four biker men, you like that? Biker men.
Biker men.
You got to love the way the news does stuff.
Yeah.
Come from LeBaron County in Mexico. Down in Mexico. I heard they had good tamales down there. Anyway, on the 22nd of January, the men rode their motorcycles through Nueva Casa Grande route, passing a community in West. What is that? Chilahua? See, I'll never be able to speak Spanish, man. They don't even speak Hollywood Spanish.
Did you just? It's Chihuahua.
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 Which is only 3 hours from El Paso. During the drive, one of the bikes broke down and the men pulled over. While pulling over, they were kidnapped by a criminal group. The men lived through tragic 24 hours. All four of them were taken to a cabin where the cartel interrogated them, ultimately letting two of them free. There were two left who were originally from, not going to do it. Buenaventura. Do I got a good one going on there?
That was pretty good.
That was good, yes.
That was pretty good.
I thought so. That was the reason why they were not going to be released. So, yeah, I think the moral of the story of this is do not go to Mexico.
Don't break down on the side of the road in Mexico.
Don't do it. Masked gunmen and all that kind of stuff can come out here and nab your butt.
Take you to a cabin.
Yeah, take you to a cabin, do all kinds of nasty things to you.
And then just let you go.
That is unbelievable, if you ask me.
So weird.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What do you think about that? You think that as Americans, we should stay like within our borders, even though everybody else is trying to get on our side of the fence?
I think we should stay where we belong. You know, why do you need to go to Mexico? What's the big deal? I mean, you're going to risk getting kidnapped. I don't understand.
Just go to Texas. It's Little Mexico.
It's close enough.
Yes.
It's all you need.
You know,
it's like right there.
You look at that stuff going on down in Mexico right now. It's like, man, or not Mexico, but Texas. It's,
well, yeah, because I was like totally glued to all the videos of the truckers heading down to the borders.
That's amazing. Ain't
I
it?
Was like, hell yeah.
That's unbelievable.
They're going to be helping the, you know, our side blocking them borders.
It's very funny, our side. And you know what? I'm mad at Mexico right now. I really am. They do it on purpose. Let all the people go through. Shut it down, I say. Shut that border down.
We don't need them.
We don't need crazies coming over here. It's already mm-hmm. bad enough that Americanos are getting kidnapped.
Don't want to get kidnapped?
No, I don't.
No. Well, I kind of found it weird that the multiple articles about that story, you know.
Oh, my God, the way the media treated this one.
You got some articles saying that these four were in a motorcycle club. Then you got other articles saying they're just bike enthusiasts, basically. And it's like, y'all just need to shut up. Get on the same page.
That's because they like clicking, man. They clickbait.
It's clickbait, because that's why I clicked on the first one, because I seen, oh, wow, guys in a motorcycle club got kidnapped. Nope. They're just dudes. They were just dudes.
I guess they live down there.
And they live there. So it's like, it's not like they're visiting.
So what do you got? You can't go from one cartel land to the next or something like that?
I guess the cartels are separated down there. I don't know.
It's funny how the whole government's... It's a third world country, man. I'm sorry, man. I really am. I'm sorry. Anyway, very important thing that we got to talk about here. When kids are facing life-threatening diseases, they are like little warriors, aren't they?
Yes.
They just stand up and fight it with a smile. Mm-hmm. And it's just messed up, because this one hit me hard last night when I seen it.
Yeah.
9 months old, yes?
Yes.
9 months old. I'll let you get the story here, and I'll show, because you know more the story than I do.
I know as much as you do.
Well, and of course, she's coughing again.
All right. Well, we got Kinsley Grace was diagnosed with leukemia 3 weeks ago.
Look at that little baby.
At the tender age of 9 months old. She's going through her first round of chemo and is living in Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh with her mom and dad. She loves everything and anything elephants and motorcycles.
Elephants and motorcycles.
She has been doing her best to be a happy baby through it all so far. There is a spaghetti dinner to help raise funds on February 18th at New Stanton Firewall in New Stanton, Pennsylvania. She is a huge, bright star in our family's lives.
She's a security, ain't she?
She's adorkable.
And this is the GoFundMe page right there. And I'm going to try to put that in the chat room. And I'll also put it under this video. And the thing on the GoFundMe page is the one who started it, Michelle. She's raising funds for Mackenzie and Gage, whose 9-month-old daughter is in Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh fighting a battle with leukemia. And on January 9th, they took Kinsley to the doctor because of a fever, and they tested her for COVID, RSV, etc. Every test came back negative, so they said it was just a virus and sent her home. Then on January 11th, they took Kinsley back to the doctor because of a fever again. They tested her again for COVID. Everything they test for is COVID now.
Yeah, and RSV.
And RSV. The blood work was leaning towards leukemia, so they did a bone marrow biopsy. The biopsy confirmed every parent's worst nightmare, and that is a nightmare for a parent. Grandparent,
great grandparents,
great, and I guess they Kinsley got a port put in, and she will begin her chemo treatments. So if you guys can help out, you know what, $5, whatever. And like I said, usually I don't promote GoFundMes, but this is one that I know. So I can tell you 100% that it would go to the family if you guys can help them out right there. 9 months old, just think, you know, you going through something like this, and it's always, you know, everybody else experiences, but it never hits home. So hopefully everybody can really help this family out, help that baby out, and talk to the old man upstairs, man. Tell him, you know what? And I was actually, I got irritated last night.
You did.
I got irritated as hell.
First time you've ever thrown your phone at me.
I threw my phone at Chinatown.
I was like, what the hell?
Because.
And then when I read it, and then I understood why.
Because kids face these kinds of diseases, and you got animals out there that waste their life. Mm-hmm. Pure animals. Do nothing for society, do nothing for good, and they get a long-lasting life. But when you got babies like this or kids that are fighting that want it, it irritates me.
And the one thing I've noticed is kids, they go through stuff like this and they're smiling. An adult goes through something like this and they're all, poor me.
Hell, I get to be a freaking wimp when I'm sick.
Oh my God, you're terrible.
But at the same time, I'm, you know where I got good. That's what I did. I got freaking irritated because I was like, you know what, you got some scumbags out there, they have no purpose in life and they get away scot-free, and then you have kids that are real sick. Mm-hmm. It just irritates the shit out of me, and I threw my phone at Chinatown because I was pissed when I seen this. I was like, you know what? I was questioning the old man upstairs. Like, why the hell you let this happen?
Something you'll never get the answers to.
Never going to get the answers to. But again, this is Kaylee right there.
Kinsley.
It's a Hollywoodism, okay?
Oh,
leave me alone.
God, don't ever give you long names.
Everybody get into the fight, man. It's a leukemia fight for Kinsley. I'd appreciate it. I know the show would appreciate it, and everybody involved with Kinsley would appreciate it. So going back to this deal with the cartels, what the hell is going on in this world where a country can be ran by a criminal organization and we let these people come right through?
Yeah, but if you think about it, I mean, come on. The U.S. kind of is.
Nah, I'm talking, you know what? The Biden. U.S. has it. You know what? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you got corrupt cartels running their country and the politicians.
Let them do nothing. They don't stop it. They let them go. They're probably not going to stop it because of fear.
No, it's because their money training is going to stop. You want to be a millionaire, just go be a politician in Mexico. They'll pay you.
Just be a politician anywhere.
Unbelievable. So I said, you know what I learned here? Stay out of everybody else's country. They don't like us.
Stay out of Mexico.
Stay out of Mexico, man.
Thank you, Dirty Knobs.
What?
He made a donation.
You're awesome, Dirty Knobs. You rock and roll, man. You guys do. You really are helping a family. And man, did that one get to me yesterday. It really did. What do you got going on in the news here?
You don't want to know.
Probably not, but you know, because you picked the stupidest stories, but go ahead.
No, I save the stupid stories when you're not here.
Oh, okay. What do you got?
So in California, a judge sentenced a woman who stabbed her boyfriend. I talked about this last week when you weren't here. A judge sentenced a woman who stabbed her boyfriend 108 times in a marijuana-induced psychotic episode just to 2 years of probation and 100 hours of community service this week.
Mm-hmm.
So the shocking verdict left parents of the victim and people across the nation like basically in awe on why she basically did no prison time. And the judge keeps insisting because she had no control over her actions and the involuntary manslaughter case.
Mm-hmm.
So the news revealed another case in the same county where a man was convicted of double manslaughter, served fewer than 4 years in prison for arguing the same exact thing, that they were incapable of intending to kill due to intoxication. This one was so drunk that he killed two people and got 4 years and is going to be getting released, if not already released, in the same county. So I'm really starting to think about this judge and how he puts out sentences. Basically, you live in his county, you can get away with murder if you tell him you were intoxicated or high. I mean, seriously.
Unbelievable. That's all I have to say.
This is two people. Yeah, the guy, he only served 4 years behind bars. 4 years for killing two people.
Ain't this world becoming a hellhole?
Because he was so drunk and he had this fabulous judge.
Why? You know what? The world's coming to crap.
They said when they went to his sentencing hearing, you know, the judge said exact words that he has satisfied his sentence and is released because he waited 4 years to get sentenced in jail. And now he is released because he was incapable because he was so drunk. So I think we should live out in California by where this judge is at, and you can get away with anything.
You really know how to make the morning crappy.
You're welcome.
You really do.
You're welcome.
Anyway, on different news, I decided that we're going to be taking a vacation this year.
Yeah.
And where do I want to go? Where do I want to ride?
The Ozarks.
I want to go ride the Ozarks.
Yeah.
They got some very interesting roads out there. I was looking at the maps and all that stuff.
Yeah. Missouri.
Missouri and Arkansas.
And Arkansas, but I call it Arkansas because that's the only way I knew how to spell it when I was growing up.
You're a moron. You really are.
What?
It's Kansas with an AR
in front of it. Arkansas.
So I figured, you know, because a 30-year anniversary is coming up since I known your douchebag, but... that I'd be like, okay, let's take her
douchebag
because it's funny to say.
Oh,
then I say, you know what, let's take her on a freaking road trip.
That means just carry-on will fit.
Just a carry-on bag, there's nothing else.
Just a carry-on bag. We're not going to Mexico though, right?
No, we're not going to Mexico.
You're not gonna like drop me off there, right?
I don't know. That would seem like a good idea at the time.
Shut up.
She gets kidnapped. Well, it was a good idea at the time.
Oh, my God. You would, too. You would totally leave me.
But, God. Yeah, go over to ride these Ozarks, see what everybody's talking about.
Well, they got lots of rides out there. You sent me a map, and there was, like, five major ones. So we're going to have to take three out of the five.
Why three out of the five?
I don't know, because how many days are we going to be on vacay?
I don't know.
You got to figure the travel there and the travel back.
That's
so.
Stuff I don't figure out. I just go.
Oh, you just go.
Oh, I got to go back to work. Okay. We got to go.
Got to work tomorrow. No, that's not how it works, dude.
Okay. How's a vacation like that work?
You gotta plan it. Plan it. You got to give yourself time to get to your destination.
That's why I gave you the maps. So you do plan it.
Oh, so I could plan it.
Yeah, you're the navigator on the back of the bike.
Rude.
How's that rude?
Rude. Oh, so I get to use all my data and die. My phone's going to die halfway there, and then we're going to be lost because your phone's not going to be on because we're going to have the radio
on. That's why we just bring a charger.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to bring multiple chargers. I usually bring four.
So I figured we can put a tarp in the back and just sleep under the bike on the tarp.
What? No. That's not happening. I am not sleeping. No. You better be paying for hotels, man.
Oh. Notice how she just said, you better be paying for hotels?
You better be paying for hotels. I ain't paying. This is your idea. This is your trip. You pay.
Oh, okay. So you're saying it's my trip that I'm going to pay, but what, you have no interest in the trip?
I was invited. I'm the guest. So you're the guest.
Don't have to pay. Hey, I always,
you're the host.
I always believe in paying Dutch.
Oh, fine. Then I guess we're paying halvesies. That means we're going to be staying in like a Norman Bates kind of hotel.
You're
if I'm paying.
Damn right.
We're gonna be
that's
like,
gonna make the experience right there.
I'm wondering whether or not we're gonna wake up the next morning. Pull the shower curtain down.
I just tell Norman here, take her. I'm cool.
Oh my god, you would. You'd be like, here, take her. She's fine.
Oh my goodness.
I don't ride for free. I always pitch in.
Yeah, she does. I
usually pay for all the food. I mean, I do. I buy the food.
Well, yeah, that's at least you can do.
I know, but I ain't cooking.
You don't know how to cook any damn way.
Oh, my God, I do, too. You're not nice.
I guess I'm not nice nowadays.
You're wooed.
I'm rude.
You're wooed.
So, yeah, we're going to go take a trip out to the Ozarks. That's a good one. We're gonna we're planning that, like, second week of August or something.
Yeah. So, what's the Madhouse crew going to do?
Because usually we go up the Tomahawk, but it's too fucking cold.
That's
up there.
In September.
Yeah, I don't like it up there. I like the scenery. I like the roads, but I don't like the weather.
I like Tomahawk.
The weather is, it really
It rains the last 2 years that we've gone.
Yeah,
it's
so I'm like, no, thank you.
You don't want to get wet?
No, I'm going to go in August where I can damn ride.
Yeah, well, what happens if in August and we go to this ride and it's raining?
I'm going
to
punch you right in the mouth.
Why are you punching me? It's your date. You picked the dates. I didn't. You picked it.
Anyway.
Rude.
Anyway.
Rude.
Unbelievable. You know what? A lot of other women would be happy to go on a ride like this.
I like going on rides. I go ride. I sit in my throne.
You're thrown right on that freaking
and jam
on that damn thing.
Yeah, I go ride. It's okay.
Anybody out there from Missouri or Arkansas, let me know where some good routes would be to ride this thing. Just make sure there's no Mexican cartels up there, okay?
You don't want no Mexican cartels?
No, I do not. Take us all with the Black Widow's ride again.
In other words, go live while we're riding.
You know what Black Dragon used? I don't know if he still does it, but he used to go live when he was riding on the bike, and it was like...
I know, it's like... And you're like, what the hell just happened? Was I in a drive-thru? Dude, I tell you, that's how it sounds talking to you when you talk on your Bluetooth.
No, it doesn't.
In the very beginning when you call. Oh, my God, you sound like a Burger King drive-thru, dude.
Yeah, tell Hollywood where to drop off China when she starts singing Baby Shark.
Dude, I'm going to do it, too.
The Illinois side of the Great River Road from Fort Madison south to Hannibal, Missouri, on your way to the Ozarks. Gonna have to look at that one.
Jot that down, buddy.
Yeah, I'm gonna jot that one down.
No, you won't.
That's because I got your hair, your head.
What does my head have anything to do with it? I ain't gonna remember that. I ain't gonna remember. Should I take a screenshot of it? It's the only way I'm gonna remember is take a picture of it. I don't have a pen over here. Well, I got a pen, I just don't have any paper.
Let's see here. The Black Dragon live ride. I saw the guy behind him took a piss on the side of the highway. That is beautiful.
Oh, that's so excellent.
That is funny as hell.
Aww,
man.
That's special.
Yeah.
Good. Man. I bet you that got his great YouTube channel time right there. Just taking a pee. Hollywood, you gonna get me peeing during the ride? I'm be squatting on the side of the road. Go ahead.
Well, I know a lot of women that would do that. Anyway,
you gotta go. I don't care.
What do you think about Mexican cartels and bikers, man?
They're not a good mesh.
Is it like the Mayans come true? I don't know. Let me know. But we're gonna go to members only in about a half hour. Make sure you're there. Rock on. Yeah.